Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park, holding a sheet of your questions. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Danny. What is it going to take to get plays made in the red zone? Is it the offensive line or Zimmer's playbook? It's definitely not the playbook. All those plays are designed to succeed. It's execution. We drove the ball really well against Seattle's defense on Friday night. Sam Bradford was finding Stephon Diggs and Michael Floyd. We got inside the 20, then we had two penalties. Got to eliminate the negative plays. If you can do that, you're going to find your way into the end zone. Our next question comes from George. I was very impressed with the first team offensive line against Seattle. Great improvement from last week. No doubt about it. This was highlight number one for me coming off of the Seattle game. I loved the interior of the offensive line, especially with Nick Easton, Pat Elflein, and Joe Berger paving the way in the run game for Dalvin Cook to get some explosive gains. Love the step forward for this offensive line and can't wait to see him do it again against the Niners on Sunday night. Question number three comes from Chris in California. I am concerned with our first team defense. How do we get them on track? Don't worry too much, Chris. Russell Wilson is a really good player, and he was on fire Friday night. Head coach Mike Zimmer was not happy with how things unfolded for the defense, but this defense's body of work over three plus seasons with Coach Zimmer is just too good to let two preseason games worry us. They're going to be just fine. Sean has the next question about Sam Bradford. Can he throw the long ball? Definitely. I actually think this is one of his strengths as a quarterback. Last season, he was one of the highest rated passers on throws that were in the air for 20 or more yards, completed 58% of them. Had a beautiful one to Adam Thielen against the Houston Texans and a bunch more to Thielen against the Packers late in the season when Thielen had 200 yards receiving. I think Sam is really good at this type of throw. He even found Stephon Diggs against the Seahawks secondary on a 39-yard gain where the ball traveled most of the way in the air. We are lucky to have Sam for a lot of reasons. One of them is how well he can throw the deep pass. Here's one from Steven in Iowa. Dalvin Cook is one shoestring tackle away from taking it to the house, and it will happen in the first home preseason game next Sunday night. The place will be packed, the crowd will be loud, and Dalvin will shine. Love the enthusiasm. That's getting me pumped up. Dalvin Cook, you're right. There was one play in particular where he was one shoestring tackle away from taking it to the house. That would have been a lot of fun to watch, but it will be more fun to watch it in our house on Sunday night. I think he can do it. The last question comes from Aaron in Virginia. If you were in the right round in a fantasy draft and you had to choose between Dalvin Cook and Stephon Diggs, who would you pick and why? Interesting question. I always feel like it's harder to find good running backs in fantasy football than good wide receivers, so I might lean slightly to Dalvin Cook, especially if you're in a keeper league, because I have a feeling you're going to want to keep him for many seasons to come. With that being said, if you need a solid wide receiver and you get bonus points for big plays, can't go wrong with Stephon Diggs. He catches everything, and he's hard to bring down. I think he's going to have a boatload of touchdowns in 2017. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. You can be included in next week's edition, though, if you submit your question to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com. A long week of practices leading up to our first home game of 2017. That will come on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. Vikings.com will be your place all week for practice highlights, photo galleries, and interviews. So make sure you stay tuned.